This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Good evening. I am Juliette Frumholt. I'm with you a bit of a shorter amount of time this evening. I'll be with you from now until 9 o'clock, and then we will hand things over to NPR News for live coverage of the presidential debate between Barack Obama and Mitt Romney. But never fear, we have a lot to get done in this hour, and we are going to get right to it. The music you just heard was by Goodbye, and we've got them here in the studio. Welcome, Mike, Nick, Ian.
Hello.
Hi.
Good evening.
Hello, hello.
The end of that last song sort of sounded like the circus leaving town. That was beautiful.
That's what it was supposed to represent.
It was like Something Wicked This Way Comes, the old movie from the 80s. You weren't born. That's another thing that separates Mike and I. He's very young and I'm very old. Ian?
Middleman.
Yeah, right in between.
Our bass player,
Jason Robards.
Our bass player has an ARP card, so it's kind of spanning the generations.
Yeah, prescription discounts.
Well, in talking about spanning the generations, tell me how you guys came together and started playing.
Well, I was working for Life Alert, and Nick pressed a button.
I'm like, I dropped my pick. I dropped my plectrum. And Ian drums with a lot of people. He also is the drummer for the popular local band Motel Beds. He's also playing right now down at the Sports Deck in Moraine. He's getting ready to start Money for Nothing by Dire Straits. I think you're playing that right now.
Right now.
And Ian said, do you know Mike Perkins? I said, no. He said, he had Esther Caulfield Orchestra. I said, oh, yeah, I heard about them. But I don't go out of the house, so I heard they were good. But anyway, Mike was looking to do something. I was playing some guitar with Ian, doing some dumb things, and we got together, and Mike said, eh, you'll do. And from there, here we are.
Magic. Right? Magic happens.
That's exactly how it happened, yeah.
I was a little daunted because his songs were like, thought out and properly constructed, which is not my style myself.
And I was a little daunted because Nick's songs are generally just half-hearted attempts at, thrown together compositions. I mean, it's just completely out of my realm. It's embarrassing.
Right. And then just and then he was embarrassed because my stuff that I just tossed out there was so good.
Yeah.
Anyway, no. So we started playing, and it's been tremendous fun. Our bass player, Chris, could not be here tonight. He lives in San Francisco half the time, but he's back in Dayton. He grew up here. He was in Dementia Precox, for you folks who know. Remember Chris Troy Green.
He's judging a dog show.
That's what he's doing out there.
He is. So it's fun. It's fun.
Well, you guys have been together for, I know you've been playing out for a fairly short amount of time. How long was it between, when you started getting together and playing together to when you started performing live?
If you saw any of the shows, it wasn't long enough.
Yeah. That was at least the consensus of pretty much every audience we played to.
My mom down at the nursing home, I heard you were very sloppy.
Yeah.
It's
probably, what do you think, like
a couple of months
we rehearsed and then started playing.
No, Goodbye. We got to explain this.
Yeah, this is important.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Let's... We have two lineups, right? It's the same guys, and it's the same four piece. And when it's called Goodbye, we're doing Mike's songs. Yeah. And then when we're doing my songs, which are different slightly stylistically, it's called Crusher, right? So that's dumb, but we love it because at first I thought it was just the goofiest thing. And my wife said, I'm going to get a civic ordinance done so this can't happen again. I said, well, you can try. But it comes off really well because the songs really are stylistically a bit different enough that it sounds like two different things. And so we played some shows where both bands play. We go away for a little bit. We come back with like one guy will have like a Castro beard and stuff. And it's like a whole different look.
I grow that.
Yeah,
Ian can grow a beard in the space of a song.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen closely, that's the sound of Ian's beard growing.
It's growing right now.
but it's fun. It's tremendously fun. So we do a set of my junk and a set of Mike's junk. And this Friday, as part of the Dayton Music Fest at 5 o'clock at Omega Music on Fifth Street in the lovely bombed out environs of Dayton, Ohio, you can come see Goodbye, which is the Mike version, kick off the whole schmear. Isn't that true, Michael?
Yeah, we are we're the first band of Dayton Music Fest, which is a prestigious honor bestowed upon us by the wonderful Kyle Melton and Don Thrasher and all those folks. And, it's going to be a nice set of family-friendly music.
Well, sure. Before we get any further, I want to take a listen to a little more of this music, and we're going to hear, actually, we're going to hear kind of two things back to back. We're going to hear a goodbye song and then a Crusher song to give the people a little bit of the idea of the difference in sound. And then I want to talk about that a little more when we come back. We'll be back with more with these guys on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO.
How could you do this to me? Can't you see? So
show. In a magic school year, everything that she touched grew. And she tried to fool ya. If you looked in her eyes, you just knew. In a giant airplane, she'd wander all hither and yon. And where she'd touch down depended on how much she was on. My oh my oh why oh why oh why. Let me just say my piece before I start to cry. In a magic school year, opportunities knocked every night. Asian t-shirt, she was scrappy and ready to fight. If you put a hand out, she wasn't sure who she could trust. I didn't want to stand out, lest affection be mistaken for lust.
Right there from Crusher. Before that, we had a track from Goodbye, and we've got the band in the studio with us.
Yep.
Welcome back, guys.
Two bands, same four guys. It's goofy. Listen, that Ian's got the easiest job in the world, apparently, because he doesn't seem to have drummed on either of those.
What we're going to do is very similar to the Kiss solo records, only I'm the only one getting one, and it's just going to be drums.
Okay. It's going to be all the drums that weren't on the songs I just heard.
No other
You can match them up in your home, like a a Dapper Dan doll, perhaps. Mm-hmm. Dan's getting married, don't forget.
When?
The 20th of October.
This is what they do.
This is what they do.
So, yeah, it's great to... Thank you for having us out.
Oh, my pleasure. So, with this kind of two bands in one model, does it make it difficult at all to decide how you're going to, you know, what band goes on what bill, or how to market both the bands?
Each band has a separate dressing room at the venues, and we just kind of... We just figure it out as we go.
We spend half the show in one. We come out for the break and then go in the other room and change our guys. No, actually, thus far it's been somebody gets wind of a show. We either can play both of them, do two sets, or whoever feels like, you want to do it, I'll do it. Okay. Yeah. And it's worked out great because it's really, I don't know. I think it's been
fun. Because you'll find that a lot of gigs, you know, don't necessarily want the pristine, you know, shiny pop sound of Goodbye, and instead prefer the more, you know, raw and unadulterated sound of Crusher.
I've got some problems, man. I'm not going to deny it. Emotional.
I know.
Anyway, no, yeah, it's worked out. It's worked out great so far, and it's really been fun to. I was in Mink a long time ago. If anybody remembers Mink, and my buddy Morgan was in that with me, and we sang like a couple of. I think we sang like Damaged Angels.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, but it's fun. I haven't been in a band since then with anybody that wants to sing harmonies all the time and everything. And this kid sings like a maniac. And then when I realize they have shirts that are older than him, it makes the whole thing seem a lot more, I don't know what. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting. And we talk generationally. I explain, he wasn't always just called the cymbal guy. You know, they called him Prince.
Yeah. Like I didn't know that before.
Had to explain all of that.
Right.
How do you guys...
How do you explain these things? Sorry.
No, you're fine. What's your writing process like? How do you guys... Do you have a certain starting point for everything? Do you know ahead of time, like, this is going to be a goodbye song and this is going to be a crusher song? Or does that kind of come out as you're working on things?
Well, I mean, it's kind of, if Nick writes a song, it's a crusher song. And if I write a song, it's a goodbye song.
I know what you're asking. We haven't known each other that long. It's only been since like the beginning of summer. It feels like eternity, believe me.
Yeah.
No,
me too.
It hasn't been that long. So we haven't actually sat down and written a song together, but we've discussed same. I think we'll do that. And then we'll have to have a third name for the songs we do together.
I just think that if we do decide to do that, we have to think about what's the most responsible decision to make for the listener. I mean, can they handle it? And that's the question.
Do they want to hear it at all?
Yeah. I mean, that's part of it too.
Yeah.
You know, can they handle it and do they want to hear it?
Responsibility.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Send people screaming into the streets.
Yeah. You can't, pull a War of the Worlds and just drop the bomb on somebody and watch chaos ensue. I mean, you kind of have to gracefully deliver your art unto
the
public.
Yeah, we're hoping that in the next coming months, who knows what will happen. But it's thus far, I had a set of songs and the kid had a set of songs. But it's been fun, particularly because he's a very he's a very talented player, and you can bring him something, and he comes up with something fantastic on it, which is nice. And it's been fun for me to play guitar on somebody else's songs, because I can't remember doing that since, 95, at which point you were getting your little first grade graduation or something, probably.
First grade, 95?
Eight, a third grade.
You don't know him at all.
you don't know me.
But it's been a lot of fun, and it's like that, ooh, I can't wait to do something fun on this and sing a little harmony here and all that. So it's been great.
Yeah, it has. It's been a real pleasure working with you.
Ian, of course, mm-hmm. And bass player Chris, who isn't here to defend himself.
Well, there's a reason Chris isn't here right now.
Yeah,
he's judging a dog.
What's the difference between a bass player and a picnic table?
What's that?
A picnic table can support a family of four.
He's
not here to defend himself.
Oh, man, this is turning into Bob and Tom real quick.
So we're hearing some recorded tracks right now. Do you guys have plans for albums, plural or singular?
Yeah, I think both of us would like to explore the possibility of doing that. Yeah,
we're going to do a gatefold release with both band songs playing simultaneously on the same side.
Oh, that would be sweet.
Oh, okay.
Or do the thing like the old 70s records where it's all panned left and right, and you can turn it all the way hard right and hard left. Mm-hmm.
It's a great idea. Yeah.
No one's ever done that.
I stole that from Dave Dellman. I don't know if he actually did it, but he talked about it all the time.
This is what I'm going to do.
I was thinking like the Jack White record in a record where there's one, and then you can only get to the second record if you crack the first one open and destroy it to pull the second record out.
That's beautiful.
Do you guys want to, I know that we're leading up to on some big issues here and that we should discuss, but do we want to talk about the Jack White freakout? Is that, can we bring
that? I don't even know what you're talking
about. I live in fear that Jack White and Johnny Depp, or maybe Jack White and Jack Black, but anyway, somebody will remake the Blues Brothers and they'll say, well, get Jack White. He can already play guitar. And then Jack Black sings in his funny little band. It'll be hilarious.
John Belushi hologram.
Yeah. Oh.
John Belushi hologram band.
It's the next one that's going to happen.
That could be the name of the band.
John
for
Belushi hologram
songs that you write
band.
Together.
And then Charles Rocket, the guy that said the F word that time in 83, he'll show up.
He's dead.
Is he?
Yeah.
It's all fun until somebody brings up Charles Rocket, guys. She said.
We are talking to the members of Goodbye and Crusher. Goodbye is going to be playing. They are kicking off Dayton Music Fest on Friday night. They're playing at Omega Music. That's a free show if you're out and about for First Fridays. Check it out. Dayton Music Fest is Friday and Saturday night all around downtown Dayton. We're going to be talking with Don Thrasher about that a little later on. Guys, moving forward from Dayton Music Fest, do you have anything planned for late fall, early winter?
Yeah, we're gigging at Canal Street on the 23rd of November.
Right. Thanksgiving Friday. Always a fun, at least when I was a kid, it was a fun time to go out because people were home from college. Mm-hmm. I don't know what people do now. They probably have their...
I think they still come home.
They have their phones and things. Yeah. But that'll be a big show. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we'll do something again in December at Blind Bob's or something.
Yeah. And I think, wasn't King Elk playing also with
King
us?
Elk is on that bill, which
at
is
Canal
Kyle
Street.
Melton and... some of his compatriots, but also I need to mention the modern technology. We just within hours, because I was coming on the radio, I made my poor beleaguered wife set up the Crusher Facebook. There's a goodbye Facebook, and then we
it's gone live.
It's like competing, I guess, Farmville.
Right? Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's right up there.
We have we have a German MySpace page as well on MindSpace.
I like that one. Now I remember the Friendster.
That's getting really.
I never
early
did
on.
It, but I remember it. And I remember existed. Pong and mm-hmm. Dig Dug.
Yeah. Did you use CompuServe?
No, I remember the commercial.
You had CompuServe. Anybody a Prodigy man over here?
No, I didn't, man. We weren't rich enough to have Prodigy.
Nerd.
Yeah. I want to do Prodigy nerd. You know how they're doing the Battleship movie? I want to do a Dig Dug summer blockbuster.
And why can't I get Tail Gunner on my phone? Remember Tail Gunner?
You can learn how to do that. You can really, make your own app.
We're away from the topic. We're wasting.
Domestic policy.
Talk about apps. Yeah. Do
well, let me ask you guys this: since we're talking about all this crazy retro stuff.
Yeah.
Your music definitely has some really cool retro sounds. You know, I can hear the Beach Boys influence. I can hear Beatles influence. I can hear a British pop influence. What kind of artists or albums have inspired you in the making of this music?
I want all my songs to sound like the Pet Shop Boys, and it never comes out the way I hoped. But that's just an issue.
There's a conspiracy against that.
No, what blows my mind about Mike here is he has this natural bad finger kind of Paul McCartney early 70s thing. It just comes out of him like it's just crazy, and it's just natural. And he writes these really great songs, and so. It's fun to have the challenge, and of course I'm older than dirt, so I listen to a lot of stuff. I don't have a specific goal to make anything up to sound like anything, but it is great to have like minds and guys that like to have nice, pop songs and arrangements and all that good old fashioned stuff, which is sort of it's gone by the wayside in this age of the Skrillex.
The Skrillex. Probably. I want all my records to sound like Harry Nilsson. By the way, that's if every record could sound like Harry Nilsson, I'd be happy for the rest of my life.
That makes sense.
That is a straight answer to the question.
That's a good answer.
That's a good answer. Why don't we take a listen to some more music?
Oh, perfect. Are you going to play that dumb thing we were talking about?
She is. She's going to play that.
The Nick Eddy thing?
I
have to explain. Yes. This. Okay. Mike calls or texts me and emails me something and says, I need another, just something else we can give Juliet for the show. So I dig to the copious archives of garbage. And this is a song I had a band about... MySpace era called The Jet Age, and Nick Kazernis is on this, and Corey and Dan from Mink, and Jim McPherson plays drums, and it's called I Hate Nick Eddy, and the band was called The Jet Age, and I thought I should have a song called I Hate Nick Eddy just to cut to the chase before Jamie Holiday got to it or whomever. So, and I was in a great mind space when I wrote this. You can hear a very cheerful song, so we'll play that. It's got nothing to do with anything we're doing now, but it was just something so you can say, oh, they can make rock.
Something from the archives. Let's take a listen to that, and then we'll hear another track from Goodbye, and we will come back to remind you of when you can see these guys live, and then we'll talk a little more about Dayton Music Fest. It's coming up next on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO.
I've fallen down once or twice, but take my advice, stay down while you're down. The laughs, they will spread all around. If you talk like you found so very much, well, let's stay in touch. You could write me a note like the very first one I wrote. If you ain't Nick Eddy, why not get in line? I've hated Nick Eddy all this time. If you find yourself becoming
thank you.
upset you, and you know I'll never forget you, but you'll never convince me to let you hold the keys to a heart that would hurt you. I'm not so unwise to think that you would require some guy to hold.
From Goodbye. And we've got Goodbye and Crusher in the house. Goodbye is going to be kicking off Dayton Music Fest on Friday at Omega Music. It is a free show, so check it out. And check them out in the coming months. They're going to be playing at Canal Street Tavern in November. And people can keep tabs on the Facebook pages, both of them now, to,
that's right,
to find
yeah,
out
we
future
both
dates.
Have Facebook
very modern. Very modern.
Do you know what your Facebook address is yet, Nick?
Facebook.com/CrusherTheBand.
Crusher the Band.
Right. And I want to have Vikings 3-1.
Goodbyes is Facebook.com/TheGoodbye.
Huh. It's interesting. No, it's not. Okay.
And we will put both of those links up on our Facebook page. We are Facebook.com/KaleidoscopeRadio. Guys, anything else you want people to know before they come check you out at Dayton Music Fest or come see you in November at Canal Street Tavern?
Well, I think Ian was supposed to give a shout out to his wife. I think she'd probably appreciate my reminding him of that.
Hi, honey.
You know, here's something interesting. Ian's wife and Ian adopted my father's cat.
He's a wonderful baby.
My dad is in the nursing home. He'd had a stroke, and he's in the nursing home. He's 89 years old, and his cat was, you know, what happened to the cat? And Brooke, Ian's wife, took one look. I want this cat. So they have my father's cat. So when mm-hmm. I go over there, it's like, ah, the brother that was a success. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I see the cat. I'm like, he's the one that...
He's wearing a little suit.
He's wearing a little suit.
Mm-hmm. He made it.
Mm-hmm. He made it. He made it. So that's interesting. I feel connected. I've known Ian since he was... 17 or so, and this is the first time, now that he has the cat, it's the first time I felt close to him or even liked him.
Yeah.
Oh, see? You got it. It's all there. Cats bringing people together. It's cats
true.
And music.
That's true.
Maybe I'll put a. That's an idea. Maybe I'll put a picture of a cat on the Crusher internet page or whatever.
You should. You
people
should
do love
do
cats on the internet.
You know, I don't think anybody does that.
No.
I haven't seen anybody put a cat as their band photo or anything. I don't think.
Brilliant idea.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much for being here. Check these guys out at Dayton Music Fest or at Canal Street Tavern. We've got links up to their Facebook pages on our Facebook page. Like them. Check them out. Keep tabs on them. We're going to be continuing to talk about Dayton Music Fest for the next 20 minutes or so of the show. And then stay tuned. We've got live coverage from NPR News about the presidential debates happening at 9 o'clock. Right now we're going to hear the band that is going to be playing both at Omega Music and at Canal Street Tavern during Dayton Music Fest. They are Southeast Engine. This is from their latest album, Canary. And you're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on WASO.
Uh-oh.